years then, so I was out by the time I was 18 earning a living. But it's yes, that's right. I mean, it was a job amongst other jobs. You're quite right. Also, it was in those days rather ranked with children's television. It hadn't got the cachet that it's got now, not remotely. So you thought, well, it's very nice.
No, it's a lovely script. Because if it had been done now, we wouldn't have been anywhere near getting the parts.
Well, I don't think that's true.
No, they'd have got somebody more famous.
No, well, I think at that time, I mean, I was playing leading roles and getting billing at Greenwich. And I think
what you're saying is you were famous, Trevor. That's what
I was. Yeah. I had some sort of.
You were famous in Greenwich.
No. Greenwich was very.
Greenwich. Greenwich. He comes from Greenwich.
No, well, Greenwich was very much on the map then as a theatre. And you know, that was the trouble was that nice man founded it for the people of Greenwich. And what happened was it was just simply cannibalised by the West End. The West End came down always to Greenwich. And they did a lot of very... It was a jumping off ground for the West End and things and became a very fashionable theatre. And so I remember them saying, we'd be very lucky if we get Trevor Baxter for this part. But also Trevor Baxter was also thinking, I hope I get this part. Worked both ways.
So were they saying that about you, Chris?
No, they weren't at all. I got this part because David Maloney was the floor manager on Forsyte Saga 8 years or so earlier and just remembered me and thought, even though this bloke is totally unknown, I'd like him for the part. And he might be somebody who can actually cope with Trevor Baxter.
I remember going along to the BBC to meet David Maloney. And in those days...
Oh, you had to meet him, did you?
Oh, no, they asked me to go. No, but this was the whole point, that I went in and he asked me to come in. And in those days, sometimes you were asked to read for a part and sometimes it was an offer. And there's a great difference between the two. And I didn't know which one it was going to be. So I went in to see him, and he handed me a script. It was one of those days I couldn't put one word in front of another. So I thought, if I have to read for this, I'll never be asked to play it. So I got the script and turned over a few pages and said, very promising. And handed the script back to him. And after that, he had to offer me the part.
I must try that.
Yeah, remember that. It's quite a good technique.
Now, listen, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen now. I'm going to split you up.
Oh, good.
And I'm going to talk to you individually. And then when that's all over, you'll be coming back together again
right. For
a final last hurrah.
If he says anything very, very nasty about me in my absence, I want to know.
No, I won't. I don't say nasty things to you to your face.
Right.
You'll never know until you listen.
I never know until I listen. That's right.
You might have to listen.